This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is fully geared to compete at the global stage and is marching towards becoming the third largest economy with confidence and decisive policy reforms. He said the government is going ahead with the vision of reform, perform and transform, and the country has boarded the reform express. He was replying to a discussion on motion of thanks to the president's address in the Rajya Sabha today.
हमने रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म ट्रांसफॉर्म के मंत्र को लेकर के आगे बढ़े और आज स्थिति ऐसी है कि देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार हो चुका है. हमने स्ट्रक्चरल रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, प्रोसेस से जुड़े रिफॉर्म्स किए हैं, पॉलिसीज में रिफॉर्म किए हैं. हमारा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर, हमारे उद्यमी ये सशक्त हो, भारत की हर चीज का वैल्यू एडिशन हो, उस दिशा में हमने प्रयास किया है. और मैं आज विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूँ, आज भारत विश्व के साथ स्पर्धा करने के लिए पूरी तरह तैयार है.
On the trade deal signed with several countries, including the European Union and United States of America, Mr. Modi said the country has finalized trade deals with 9 countries and recently concluded the mother of all these deals with the 27 countries of the European Union. The Prime Minister said the country has built a robust manufacturing ecosystem and supporting its entrepreneurs. He said the world is looking with hope towards India as the country possesses a young talent pool. He said the world is rapidly progressing towards a new global order and India has emerged as a trusted partner for many countries. The Prime Minister stressed that big countries are eager to have trade relations with India. The Prime Minister said during her address at the joint sitting of Parliament, President Draupadi Murmu highlighted the rapid progress made over the past year in India's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. After the speech of the Prime Minister, the Rajya Sabha adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Proceedings in the Lok Sabha witnessed continued disruption today due to the opposition's ruckus over various issues, including the India-US trade deal. Amid the continuous uproar, the House adopted the motion of thanks to the President's address by voice vote. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed anguish over the behavior of the protesting MPs. The Central Government, Nagaland Government and Eastern Nagaland People's Organization signed an agreement for the formation of Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, that is FNTA. The agreement was signed in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi today. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio was also present on the occasion. Speaking at the signing of the agreement, Mr. Shah said that it is a momentous day for the people of Nagaland. In Meghalaya, 18 people were killed in a coal mine blast in the Thangsko area of East Jayantia Hills district this morning. Several others are still trapped inside the mine. Rescue and search operations are ongoing and authorities are working to assess the full extent of the tragedy. Preliminary reports indicate that the blast was caused by a high-intensity dynamite explosion used for mining activities. The explosion triggered the collapse of adjoining mine shafts, trapping workers deep underground. Initial investigations suggest that the mine was operating illegally in the violation of existing government bans on rat hole mining in the region. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in a blast incident in East Jayantia Hills district of Meghalaya. In a social media message, President Murmu described the incident as unfortunate and prayed for the early recovery of those injured. The Vice President also conveyed his condolences and wished a speedy recovery to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The incident is extremely saddening." He announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. 50,000 rupees will be given to the injured. In the Women's Premier League Cricket Summit Clash, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at the BCA Stadium in Kothambi, Vadodara. Put into bat first, Delhi Capitals posted 203 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the target for the loss of 4 wickets in 19.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.